And now, James Gravel.
In three previous lessons, we discussed the Bible's teaching regarding how God will hear and respond to the prayers of faithful Christians, as well as the prayers of those Christians who have fallen from grace, yet who desire to repent and return to God. But what about people who are not Christians? Will God hear and respond to their prayers? No, He will not. The people in this third category are referred to as alien sinners, a phrase that describes all those who have never obeyed the will of God and who therefore remain outside the body of Christ. Any accountable person who has not responded to God's offer of salvation by being baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, thus remains outside of Christ and is an alien sinner. Whether a person has never heard of Christ or whether he has heard of Him but has never obeyed Him, that person is still outside of Christ. According to the Apostle Paul's comments in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 8 and 9, any person who falls into either category is in a lost condition and will remain there until he or she obeys the gospel. Therefore, when I use the phrase alien sinner, I am referring to one who, for whatever reason, has never become a Christian and been added by God to the Church of Christ, Acts 2, verse 47. There is no question that God, being omniscient, is aware of everything. The writer of the book of Hebrews observed, "There is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him whom we must give account," Hebrews 4, verse 13. Thus God hears all prayers, but will He respond to every prayer? Or, to be more specific, does God act based upon requests made through prayers by someone who is not a Christian? No, He will not. Numerous Bible passages affirm that God will respond to the prayers of the righteous, but will not respond to the prayers of the wicked. Proverbs 15, verse 29 declares, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayers of the righteous." Psalm 66, verse 18 further explains, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear."